not about bunnies or the baskets and the eggs. But it's Easter here tomorrow. Seems the free world, you know they want all the candy. But Jesus saved souls from their sorrow. Yeah. Why it's Easter. It's Easter on Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why it's Easter. Yeah. It's Easter on Sunday morning. Why in the world did you shed his blood in exchange for me? And pay my dues to save me. Everyone who wants to receive it need only believe. And I'm happy now that Christ forgave me. Whoa. Ooh. That's why it's Easter. Yeah. It's Easter on Sunday morning. Yeah. Why it's Easter. It's Easter on Sunday morning. The ones who believe Christ won't die. The ones who seek Jesus know when things are through they'll rise. Why it's Easter. It's Easter on Sunday morning. Yeah. It's why it's Easter. Easter on Sunday morning. Whoa. Calls it Easter.
Apologetics with an X coming at you for another weekend of classic song parodies. I'm Jerry Q, and joining me each week is the lyricist and lead singer for that Christian parody band, Apologetics. Here's Mr. Jay Jackson.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to talk to you again. Great to talk to you fans out there again. Thank you for tuning in this week. Jerry, thank you for hosting and having us on. For the next few weeks, you know, got Easter coming up, and we have a lot of songs about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is good because that's the most important thing in the Bible. So, and the most important thing, period. So, if Christ is not resurrected, our faith is in vain, and if we only have hope in this life, then it's not worth it. So, we want to do a lot of songs about that, and this week we're going to get prepared for that. We started today with a song called Easter. Now, some people read some things on the internet. They try and think that the word Easter comes from Ishtar or something, and it's not going to celebrate Easter. That's actually a bunch of baloney. I would highly recommend the book In Defense of Easter by Tim Chafee, C-H-A-F-F-E-Y. Tim is an apologist. He's a fan of our band, too, but he works at Ark Encounter down in Kentucky, he's travels around the world. He's a doctor, not a medical doctor, but a guy with a couple doctorates. Wonderful guy. He's even taller than I am. I'm 6'6". I think Tim is 6'8". Anyway, he's written a number of books, and I would highly recommend his book, In Defense of Easter. So we started with that song, Easter. It's a parody of Easy by the Commodores. And with our next set, we have some more along those themes. We have Another One Died for Us. Another One means we couldn't die for ourselves, so another one had to, and that would be Jesus. And that's a parody of Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Then we have Didn't Just Die, because Jesus didn't just die for us. It's a parody of Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney of Wings. And then to close out this particular set, we have a song by Zuli Mason, is the singer on this song, great singer. And it's a parody of Killing Me Softly with his song by Roberta Flack. And this one is called Killing My Suffering with His Son.
Let's go! We've got a story from Galilee with a twist you may not know. No doubt that it sounds like a dream. We know that it was so. Not a legend, hey, not a radical myth, not a hand-me-down religious belief. I got a story if you just listen. I won't have to repeat, yeah. Another one died for us. Another one died for us. There was none to get it done, so the Father sent His Son. Another one died for us, yeah. Hey, you're gonna get the truth. Another one died for us. There was a king, you know, he came along 2,000 years ago, yeah. He gave up everything that he had and left his heavenly throne. They were happy when he finally died. They thought he was clearly beat. Now it's the third day, the king is risen, and we're out on the sea.
He was hung on the cross. just dead.
You know they did, you know they did, you know they did.
But it was everlasting life that he was living. They'd soon get a surprise. He didn't just die.
Failures, saving my life with his word. And when things looked quite gloomy, with him I wasn't scared. When we accept our Savior, he won't steer us wrong. Coming to pay for my failure, saving my life with his word, curing my suffering with his son, killing my suffering.
Cranked out a lot of episodes of Apologetics with an X, many of which you can hear again on our flagship station, Angel95FM.com. And Jay, how many years have we been sharing the tunes here on Apologetics with an X?
Let me do the thinking here, Jerry. I think that was 2018, the start of 2018. So 8 years, over 8 years now. So, wow, that's amazing, Jerry.
Indeed. So,
you have an amazing tolerance for pain. That's talking to me. 8 years, so thank you. You have the gift of long suffering. So, and speaking of pain, this next song is called "And the Crippled Will Walk." Jesus is a healer, and it's a parody of "And the Cradle Will Rock" by Van Halen. Then we have "The Jew's Lost Hero." It's a parody of "Jukebox Hero" by Foreigner. In fact, we have a double shot of Foreigner for you in this Easter season. The next song is called "God's Blood," and that's a parody of their early hit "Pot Blooded." Then we have a Poison parody. It's a parody of "Every Rose Has Its Thorn." It's called "Every Crown Has Its Thorn."
Young New Galilean speaks, you know, it's more or less some new translation. Well, the kid is in the news this week, and he don't come forward but acts unique. You know, it's more than just an aberration. And the cripple will walk. Yes, the cripple, crippled will walk. And I say, walk on. They cry, he's running out of bounds. They say to call the police, take him, boys, take him, boys. And they terminate him vicious.
Have you seen Jesus' grave? I'm overjoyed.
And the faithful will flock. Yes, the faithful.
The faithful will flock.
I say,
flock on.
Hey.
Flock on. Flock on.
Flock's coming.
Flock on.
It's inevitable news breaks out.
Ow!
Flock on.
Jews, lost hero. Got some,
did a
ride.
He's a Jews, lost hero.
Got some,
did a ride.
Yeah. Simon, we still live in a state of denial. Although we both like to go to heaven, we feel surprised about the trial. But the suffering Christ did accomplish something, and the worst all turned out right. Go and find out in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. You see, every crown has its thorns, just like every life has its cross. Just like every choir boy sings some sad songs. Every crown has its thorns. It does. A Christian needs to take his cross, take it up and hit the road. Yeah, cause Jesus said lots of times that we should do it, and he should know. But I wonder, as he walked, if he ever felt like quitting. Yet I know we wouldn't be here right now if Christ took a different road than Calvary. Every crown has its thorns, just like every life has its cross. Just like every choir boy sings some sad songs. Every crown has its thorns. Thorn in a trial now, Christ can still feel all my pain. Like the nails are cut through and bruised in, but the scars, Christ's scars remain. Saved his life that night if Christ had chosen not to pay. Instead of taking off, he chose to take the narrow way. And now I'm heaven bound and born anew. And man, I never had that much to lose. But I'm here to bear my cross in life and to see him on the other side. I guess every crown has its thorns, like every life has its cross. Just like every choir boy sings some sad songs. Every crown has its thorns.
Apologetics with an X. Jay, with so many songs parodied over the years, I bet there are some folks who would like to know a convenient way that they can find the ones that really speak to them. I know you've got a guide with a lot of details about those songs.
Sure. They can go to our website. Just remember to spell it like the name of the show, Apologetics with an X. Not a C, S, at the end, but with an X. Apologetics.com. You can, as Jerry was alluding to, we also have a digital songbook that you can get there and get the lyrics to all our songs through the start of 2025. Then we update that every 2 years, but it's got over, I guess, about 800 songs in it, over 1300 pages. And parody wise, we're cruising towards 900 parodies soon, but you can get them all there. And you can get USB thumb drives there that have our complete library, or you can get a digital PDF version that allow you to download it, or you can get songs individually. And some of the songs you'll get include ones like this. We have At the Cross, a parody of At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors. For Just You, a parody of Forget You by CeeLo Green. Then Selling the Dogma, it's a parody of Selling the Drama by Live. And we have some more that we'll come back in a minute and tell you also.
Sitting with religion or pretending that they're boss. True emancipation and our freedoms are waiting at the cross. Let's go to the cross. Let's go to the cross.
Slavery.
Let's go to the cross.
No slavery.
Let's go to the cross.
Come on.
Let's go to the cross. Well, you can bring your sin and lose it if you're real and don't excuse it at the cross. Think it's ghoulish and the schoolish think it's foolish, that's their loss. All who catch my drift can get God's gift at the cross. Let's go! Let's go to the cross. 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 Let's go! If you stop and breathe a moment at the cross. When you reconcile with him, then you can glimpse at 1 Corinthians, that's a must. Go to verse 118 and you'll see the salvation's at the cross. You can sing with me this music, it can really spark enthusiastic thoughts. Well, the cocky kids refuse and accuse us, cults are clueless, not they're lost. Let's go to the cross.
Lord, save me.
Let's go to the cross.
Lord, save me.
Let's go to the cross.
Come on.
Let's go to the cross.
Shepherds do where you find in scripture. Well, a fashion,
a catching sheep.
Though it's strange to suggest we're just fishing his nets, when lives he's rescued.
He'll hold a soiree when he finds where you are. That don't mean I'll just let you there. It could be next door or on a safari. On the day you pray, you'll pay your fare. Like Pepe Le Pew, nobody wanted you all.
Although he's bald, stickers,
well,
his love still grows
bigger. When God son chooses you, yeah, go on and tell me you ain't important. When Jesus Christ have come down from his throne above to come die for just you. Well, if a sheep in his flock is wandering, find and get you like good shepherds do. Where you find in scripture, it's real affection.
Hey, catching sheep,
catching sheep. And though it's strange to suggest we're just fishing his nets, with lives he's rescued. Now I know it's hard to swallow, but baby's skilled at finding sheep. Cries can reach ya, cries can keep ya. Jesus' love is everlasting deep. Now, like Pepe Le Pew, nobody wanted you.
Although he's bold,
well,
his love still grows bigger.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So what's your new excuse? Oh, I really hate to ask right now. Would Jesus Christ have come down from his throne above and come die for just you?
suggest we're just fishing his nets for lies he's rescued. Amazing grace that saved me. I was blind and such a jerk and so bad.
So bad.
When I was still a prodigal, he told me, kid, don't run from your dad. Yes, he did.
Apologetics with an X. We'll be back next week at the same time, Lord willing. In the meantime, how can our friends find out more about what you and the band are all about, Jay?
Well, they can go on Facebook and get occasional updates. That's just remember the name of the band is spelled like the show, Apologetics with an X. You can definitely go to our website and you can subscribe to our newsletter there. It comes out every week. We also send out a bulletin early in the week too. So two times a week, the newsletter has detailed articles, etc. And you can sign up for it at our website, apologetics.com. We're going to close today with three more songs along the lines of our theme for today. And our theme, as always, is Jesus Christ, Him crucified and Him resurrected. The first song is a parody of the song One of Us by Joan Osborne. When that song came out, I used to think, you know, they say, what if God was one of us? It's like, he was. Don't you remember? So this is One of Us Indeed, and it deals with that. Then we have a group Jerry and I like called The Monkees. It's a parody of I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, which was the flip side of I'm a Believer. That was a double-sided hit back at the end of 1966. This is called Special Stone because Jesus was the cornerstone. He was also a rock of offense, a rock of stumbling. Cornerstone for us, but he was also the stone that the builders rejected. And finally, we're going to close with this one. You know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His role never changes. And this is a parody of Roll with the Changes by REO Speedwagon.
Glamorous when he said
microphone. Inform that poor lady named Joan.
keep us holy.
Got to keep
us holy.
Oh, he touched you and he bought you, but you got to turn to God.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.